Do you guys think that this Sunday?
Namo Gurave, Namo Vedaya, Namo Dharmaya, Namo Sanghaya, Namo Gurave, Namo Vedaya, Namo Dharmaya, Namo Sanghaya, Namo Gurave, Namo Vedaya, Namo Dharmaya, Namo Sanghaya, Maya samaya gyoya me Kheya raya paya roya shi Maya jaya maya ga Namaya kiya ngu na huya ni Soya soya raya re Yaya shi shi yaya yaya ma Tuya samaya jaya mi, yamaya laya shaya te lo. Te yaya ta, gaya te, gaya te, vaya raya gaya te, vana raya shaya gaya te, bo. Soha te yata gayate gayate bayaraya gayate bayaraya saya gayate bodhi soha te yata gayate gayate bayaraya gayate bayaraya saya gayate bodhi soha. Kere tongda jeje kiongwa dame te nebe chenda chawat tenpa doje peso choje ne traki techa tendra dele kyo saye beje chui meto chamar rolin kheni de jenpa wande sanje jendo me tenpo ye rokun namda kinla jebar kyo edama guru ren mendalaka niyata yame sanje chedama choy kyo namala shakyo bardo dane shosur dage kyege jephe sanam dolava pensha sanje rupar kyo sanje chedama choy kyo namala shakyo bardo dane shosur dāgē chīgī jīpē sūnam jī dōlāvā pēśā sāngjī rūpar kyo sāngā jī chītāma sūjī chūnamā lā shāngjī rūpar dādāni sāsūjī dāgē chīgī jīpē sūnam jī dōlāvā pēśā sāngjī rūpar kyo. Now we are making the to make a good motivation for the sessions. That means we wishing for ourselves to be completely free from the negativities, and that means delusions and all any kind of negativities to be free from, and become a completely being Buddha. We wishing for that. Why we do that? Because we want to help to the other sentient beings. So we don't have the power now. If we are become ourselves completely become a being Buddha, then everything is knowledge, is power, wisdom, everything is we will have. That's why all those are for the necessary for the to help to the other sentient beings without discrimination. So without discrimination, very important things. You know, it's like all sentient beings, friends, strangers, enemies, all to help. So that's why we are, I think we more learn. For the to make purify negativities, learning is one side. To make a purify negativities, one side. One side to make a great wisdom knowledges. Anyways, whatever we need the knowledge for the become a being Buddha, a collection of that, two things we are doing. So very important things. So that's why I think maybe you like to make a meditate. Maybe you think as we talk about love and losses, but there are no meditation. I think maybe that's no. Everything, whatever we say, we explanation, the teachings are actually meditation, for the meditation. For the meditation. So meditation is, sometimes people think, you know, quiet, quiet. So that's meditation, it's really not. Meditation is two meditations, different kind of two meditations. One point meditation and analytical meditation. So that's the example is like the way we do visualization of Buddha. This everybody knows Buddha, so therefore I think I take an example of Buddha. When we do the visualization or meditation with Buddha, so the object is Buddha, yes. So now if we part of Buddha or Buddha, think of Buddha, focus to there, not only not discovering, because knowledge, body, speech, mind is wonderful, how is power, we are not thinking about that. Just only Buddha think about it. To see means that you know, you are not, when you do Buddha meditation, not watching to the statue or means paintings, you should not do. Before you try to make in your mind to make an image of Buddha, you need an example. You can see good painting, good structure. Is everything. Then when you do meditate, then we're not watching to the painting or statue, no. Because we are making the image in our mind. Our mind. So that's why I think when we do the meditation on Buddha, if you part of Buddha's body, you just see that one. No discovery, no great quality of the Buddha's has like this kind of that like this, not thinking of that. Just only focus to the Buddha, think about Buddha. It's about it. That is the one point of meditation, yes. Just noting, no how, why, it's not, no, you don't have a question in your mind. Or what is that, doubt, or even not, there are nothing. Just focus. So that is the one point of meditation. So that's what we say. This was good, because this one we come about meditation, shini, when we gone. We need this one. But through that meditation, we can get the control of mind, you know. So we get shini, means come about the result of come about meditation, shini, we get it. So we need shini also. But then that is the one point of meditation. One point of meditation, many different ways, not necessarily with this image or nothing. Even like any kind of object you can think about, you know. But you can't get it. Result of the one point of meditation, any kind of, you know. Some people they're thinking, you know, to watch the mind. They're not describing good mind or bad mind is nothing. Just watching, something like this. Even flowers or different kinds of colors, or you can think about it. Just only like that. So through that way is a result of the one point of meditation, yes. That's only through hearing. But this, we are better than that, because if we meditation like this, one point meditation a long time, before to get the result of one point meditation, if we dying, then we just only you see the color of different colors, nothing result then. I mean different kind of forms, you know, like, you know, there are no any other result for that. We can get it. If we, the object of the karma body matter, like Buddha and the deities or like any kind of holy beings, if we do, before, if we die, if we going to die before the result of the karma body meditations, that's we have result, good result, you know, good result. Because we think about Buddha, Buddha's body, part of our body, is really it is greater. Object, great object. From the object is a blessing to us. See, that's a, some people, you know, like karma body meditation, they do different colors, red color, blue color. I like blue color. I like red color. I like yellow colors. Nothing. Flowers, you know, they do think about it. You can think about flowers, but see, before result comes, if you're dead, it's not so good. They are nothing. So, part of Buddha, if you think, if you didn't get the result of the meditation yet, but if you did, we have a good result because the Buddha, think about Buddha's form. Greatest. Buddha's form is just tremendous, numberless wisdoms together. So, can, so that's karma body means one point meditation like this, we can do. Now, when you do, and think about Buddha, or Buddha's body, speech, mind is thinking. They're discovered, you know, it's like not only just think about Buddha, and oh, Buddha has a great, great body because of the tremendous Dharma body, so wisdom body. Think about that. Nobody has like Buddha's, Buddha's body because all those wisdoms, collection, tremendous. Three countless eons times collection wisdom for the to have the Buddha's body. That means sense of wisdom means the mind marks, you know, like 32 major marks and also 80 then relative marks. You can say I don't know specific. See, so that those are even one. This kind of one mug to have just hundreds of times, it means hundreds of eons you need to make a collecting positive actions. So if we're thinking like this, then we are discovering in the quality of Buddha we're thinking. So that is the analytical meditation. Go through reasons, you know, how, why. See, that's an analytical meditation. So, the object is only Buddha's, but with the object is two different ways, analytical meditation and also, one-point meditation. That's even flowers, you know, yes, if you say flowers, if you think nothing really, no foolish, you know, if you do meditate about, that's taking the object as flowers, oh beautiful, how is it wonderful. He made it this one, how can, that's very nice. You see, where is the flower shop, yes, that's one, where is that? I'm thinking, what's this? Just relatively like analytical, in the thinking. So nothing happened. So anyway, meditation is very, yeah, if you can do meditate anyways, like impermanent meditation. Those are analytical meditation. One point meditation, you cannot do that. How, why, you know, how, why. You see? Everything is, you know, like example, momentary changing objects are, how changing, you see? First second comes, next second, that pushing, finish, just like this kind of. And also, you know, year, week, you know, winter comes, then it should be autumn finish, as the spring comes, winter need to be finished, you know? Or those kind of thinking of the permanent, they're not, it's impermanent, yeah, impermanent. Thinking like this. Every day we are, so also then we may think about, oh, my life is not permanent. When I was born, then from that to now, how many years ago? How many days ago? How many nights ago? So still thinking like changing. From the babyhood to old ways to like your side and how old are you? You think about this. Just already gone. Nothing coming back. So that's if opportunity, if you got a long life, that but one day this old man or lady, something like this happened. So that time, then one day, then we need to go, everyone. Nobody resident, permanent resident in America or anywhere, there nothing. So when we think about this, then myself included, yes. Then what is important during that comes, you know, time of the death comes, what I wanted. Then that times in we are competently, if can, you know, competently, go next life, it will be good. But there are two ways. Extremely stupid, as a wrong opinion has, you know, that's they don't pray, no. They don't know. One is too stupid, one maybe wrong idea. Who has that one? Time of death comes, they don't dare. Nay, they're not threatened, no. Someone said, oh, someone think, oh, I then, maybe I need changing my life. I'm not too old, maybe coming back. If they believe, person dying, coming back, person's alive. If you're thinking, that's quite stupid, you know? So then they think, oh, I want dying. Come back and very youthful, nicely thing. So that's no day, no scare. Someone said wrong opinion. After the death, somebody take away me. No causes, without causes. If they has cause, okay, good, yes. You know, if you take good practice, like deity practice, and okay, time of the death comes, it's good there. If competent in this, then they don't fear. But for that, that's one. Oh, somebody take me, without taking me after the death, therefore, I'm not afraid. How Buddha can take like this? Everybody does. Buddha has compassion without discrimination, compassion. Discriminating compassion, then someone take, someone don't take it, you know. You know? Oh, I believe you is something. Some people think if you believe, then they believe us, they take it. Someone not believe is they don't take it. You know, like, no. If we don't want to take it, it can be taken. There are no different religions. Everyone take it. They are even atheists. If there are no religions, Buddha will take it. Yes, if can. But it cannot. Because we need, when we die, follow the karma. Whatever we made it, they follow the action of that. So, that's why we need to be good for ourselves, you know. Good means try to make it stop the negative action, which we had already. Those are try to make purify. The example is like, you know, clothing. If there's clothing dirty already, try to make a wash. Don't make a next, new one, new. Try, don't make the dirt clothes. So that's all we need. We are like clothes. We had lots of, what do you call it, drugs already. So now we need wash. We are by practice, yes, that's it. When we do practice, washing and they don't try to make, you know, make dirt gain, not so good. Wash, then keep clean. That's more important, I think. Keep clean. I see. There's sometimes, maybe a little bit, you know, but doesn't matter. Right ways, try to think about, oh, that's not so good. Right way, wash. Mm-hmm. We are not perfect. We are not perfect in some sort of person. But right ways, when we know, so, dirt of the anger, dirt of the attachment, dirt of the ignorance, dirt of the jealous comes, right way, try to wash. Wash means not by water, no. I know you know that's what I'm doing. Yeah. The right ways, oh, that's not right. That's not right. So, I wish next time I will not just try to make stop, you see. So thinking like this, you know, harm damage others also. We, mostly we know already, we don't want to harm damage others. We know already, but without knowing slightly, you know, if we did, then when we focus, when we know, oh no, sorry, I should not do that. So then try to make yourself. See, that's the need. So meditation means, I think it's more important than two different kind of meditations. Three precious jewels, you know, we always think about. Three precious jewels. Really, it's this main practice, our practice. Then with compassion, loving kindness, main practice, those are. Deity is practice, yes, but without those, not. Then no basis for the deity practice. Deity practice is the basis of that taking refuge series and a compassion, loving kindness, bodhicitta, yes. There is, if you can realize you have impotence, means wisdom, yes. Those are we need. So I think here says painting, you know, like tanka painters. We are, he got a thing. Tanka painters, they have a brush, different colors. Then what is it? Different colors.
The canvas.
Huh?
Canvas.
Oh, yeah, the basis of the tanka, you know, this. Oh, those are. Those are, all those are everything is needed for to be. Good tanka means good image. Good image. All those. We need, you cannot say, I don't need color. Without color, cannot tanka. Without brush, cannot. Then without what is the basis of the, you know, we call reja, I don't know, basis of the, cotton or things, you know, we made. So without that, that's not then, why we talk? We can paint.
The knowledge. Must have the knowledge how to do.
Yeah, those are this says, you know, like a base of this, like tankers, you know, this the taking refuge series, compassion, loving kindness for the others, then both jitta and also that's kind of, you know. So that's what we need. So sometimes people think, you know, like a high level, there's deities, yes, It's good, but time being, but beginning we are now. More important, what is it? Try to make it really taking refuge with the Dharma Sanghas. Believe this, not only just words. I take refuge, take means really, it's not by hand, it's like this, it's not. Take means, I trust, believe. I go, my mind go to there. Buddha. Go to the Buddha, go to the Dharma, go to the Sangha. That's one. Very important, really, it is. Refuge is so-so. Then, I think it's compassion, loving kindness, so-so. Bodhisattvas thinking of the so-so, then we will not be so-so Mahayana tradition or Mahayana. You know, partial Mahayana, I think. We don't want a partial Mahayana, real one, Tadu. So that's why I think it's really it is. So when we do meditate, three packets of jewels, with the, you know, Buddha. One Buddha, Buddha Shakyamuni. When we think about it, great quality of Buddha Shakyamuni. I think better, just not only one point. Means you can do one point, but the quality of Buddha's thinking, great. If we do like this, great result, really it is. More faith, blind faith is not. If we thinking, think of the quality of the Buddha, then with it, more stronger, strong faith, rather than, you know, oh, this very great thinking like this, nothing described in here, just thinking. That's a good, also good. But then when we think about it, Buddha, I told you, you know, Buddha's bodies, quality of Buddha's body, quality of Buddha's speech. Buddha's bodies, it's just not like, like us. Buddha has all those like Buddha's material of the body is the wisdom, any kind of. That's why any kind of part of Buddha can be taught. Do you believe? Any kind of talking, understanding, any kind of Buddha's mind and body is not much difference. Speech is also the same thing. Really? I will show you. Buddha went to, after Buddha's mother passed away. Buddha, Buddha was born after then, no short time, then mother passed away. Mother was reborn in the heaven. Like the top of the Mount Meru's, there's God's place, there's God's place. Reborn there. So then, later, Buddha become a being Buddha already, and also giving the will of the teachings, first teaching, second teaching, I think, did that between there. Then Buddha went to Sujitsakshuma's heaven, which mother was born there. Then, those gods and goddesses, then those are that time opportunity to have the teaching from Buddha, directly from Buddha with mother. You see? So then Buddha need teaching, but not from the mouth, cannot teach it. Long history, I think. Buddha can't do it, but why don't teach from the mouth? Because when Buddha has a cousin, Ananda, you know, Ananda is Buddha's attendant. Well, those great Arhats, you know, Vaisung, means Kashyapana, and those greatest, the Buddha of the disciple Buddha, they ask Ananda, you stay with Buddha to do the, what do you call, attended of Buddha, will be great. He says, I can stay, but I have some other questions to be done. If he says yes, then I will stay. Then he, question is, so he, Buddha, when you're teaching always with me, or if you don't do the without teaching, if you don't do the teaching without me, if he says yes, then I will stay. One, Buddha say yes. That's it. Then, Buddha, you don't give the your, you know, like a clothing, order clothes and a food, and don't give to me. Otherwise, if I use that, people don't like it. So, that's not, don't give me. Okay, I get the begging myself. So that's a, yeah, okay, that's true. Then one, and then if somebody asks me to ask you to something requires to you through me, you must say yes. If you can't say yes, then I can stay with your attendant. If they say three questions, if they say yes. So that, so Ananda doesn't have power to go to the, with Buddha in the Dushita, means heaven. So Buddha was, he's not there. So, but within the teaching, so therefore Buddha gave me teaching from the Ushinish, not from the mouth, from the Ushinish. So that's a, that's the example. So that's why I think Buddha's body, speech, and mind is same. We look different, but same, yes. So, all-knowing mind is, you know, any part of it, everything. So that's kind of, body has a power. When Buddha's body, then it's like speech is mostly the power of speech. Mostly the sentient being helped by speech, not by miracle. Some opportunity, some of the just beginning to make a power of the miracles to make a make a paid devotion. Then later to give me teaching. That's kind of reasons has, otherwise, no teaching, yeah, happened to the disciples by speech, by Buddha. But then Buddha's mind, all-knowing mind, everything. We are talking about Buddha's now, call it, yes, yes, everything, whatever. We need, you know. So I think that's also me, where we requested, you know, from the world, you know. The millions of beings are request same time to come to the, each one has it. Each one, you know. I need to go this one, I cannot come with, to you. But I don't need to say that. Everything, you know. Emanation or real, real Buddha, be there. So when we think about Buddha, Buddha will be there, the image. That's truly. So that's it. Where is Buddha? Does it come from the sky or something like a, you know, during the Christmas time when it is? From the chimney, who's coming? Who's?
Santa Claus.
Santa Claus, though. So Buddha doesn't need it like this. No, think about it. That in the sutra says by himself. More important from our side, faith, devotion. If you have it, Buddha, I might be being with them. Then maybe we die. Why? If Buddha comes, we don't see. He said, that's it. That's a blood pool with us, not but Buddha. Buddha comes. Someone say, no, Bali, you know, is like things are put into us, but someone has a blind beings cannot see that. That's an, no object is false. False from themselves. We are like this. We are like blindfold all the time, blindfold of ignorance all the time. When we clear, more clear, clear, then they can see. Even Bodhisattva's level of the, like thinking Solomon is first level, there are three different kinds of the from the three first level, then within that were three, the from three top, because and they can hear with the sticking words. They can hear. Any other worlds with the dust, some with the teachings, those bodhisattvas, they hear. And some kind of, you know, come, go up, all those images talking, structures. For us, structure, you know, not talking, of course not, for us. But those kind of bodhisattvas talking, ask the questions, yes, real. For us, image, you know, I'm talking image, but for those, and then just like real, I think. So that's kind of, anyways, those are, we need to know, because of the, so anyways, meditation, okay, that's, so if you want to do a meditation like this, one-point meditation and the analytical meditation, all those, then impermanent meditation, those analytical meditation, not one point. And also then, like, you know, how, why, see, you know, thinking like this, you know. So, then I think it should be, okay, I want to say this one. Meditation, within the meditation, I think, if we can't do, like normally, really meditation, really it is, you think about it, you know? Or whatever we have difficult for us, to you, suffering by sickness, by suffering by many kind of, or uncomfortable, whatever you come, those uncomfortable comes to you. Those are from the result of bad karma. So we think, well, when we have this one, then we think about, which I have this one. Like example, like if you have a headache, oh, I'm having the headache. Like me, from the people, from the animals, millions and millions are same kind of sickness, like me. So I wish for my one, my headache is for the all other sentient beings. Millions of the headache, you know? Oh, yes, see? So, for those, I wish for those are free from the sickness. By burning, freezing, starving, same kind of, you can say, idea, which you have those. Huh? Maybe one day you don't like, you know, maybe like somebody say, you know, mean to you. Oh, that's very, it's not so good. Like me, many of them having like this. I wish all those others are free from this kind of hurting by others. Free from those, which I have this one for the everybody. All those, I think it's meditation is really, really great. Then compassion, you know, compassion means when we see the suffering comes to you, you think, but this is not so good, this is difficult. All other sentient beings are suffering. So we wishing for all the other sentient beings free from suffering, and become, you know, happiness to have this. See, that's kind of, I think it's very important. Really, it is easy, quite easy ways, but good thinking, good meditation. I think, you see, that's all. So. whatever you say, you know, it's Nagarjuna and also same Shantideva says, you see. Dalat, that thing means whatever has others are result of bad karmas, those are come to me. Which I have a result of good karma or result of the good action, those result of those are to have other beings. So that's only thing. See? So now that's all I think. It's just do meditation. Yes, really it is. Sometimes you do meditation also like breathing. People do breathing meditation. When the breathing meditation is actually good for the anger. When you have anger, angry, then you think back, focus to your breath. Out, in, just only that, no discovering. No one point of meditation, actually. It's thinking, that's it. That is the Ujjung, is a breathing meditation, out, in, like this. And then, need be, I think, maybe it's sin, I think this is the analytical, means, no go through reasons, but you need to keep the content out, breathing out, in one, out, in two, out, in three, and 21 times go up, then start again also from just only this thinking, breathe out, no content, in one, out, in two, like this, 7 times, then 11, then another one was 7 times, then another 7 times, 21 times. So then, maybe cool down, I think. Cool down, anger, you know. If still a thing, then another 21 times. That should be okay. So that's it. Then if you attachment, you know, like an attachment, or very like people or object, like if we have like this, then meditation of the that's a you like a skeleton, you know, so with a skeleton from here. Just like a quarter size of quarters, no plush, no nothing, just bone, white bone. Then that's all the bigger and bigger. All head is become a skeleton. Then also go through all the ways. Whole bodies become a skeleton. Then from that way, then you can also the object, everything, whole universe, you can think about. But you don't think about Buddha and Bodhisattva, those things can be done, no, just like a physical, you know, ordinary beings. This thing, whole thing. Then skeletons, everything, pull up the whole skeleton. Then coming back again, go out again. Just like this. See? That's also for the antidote of the attachment. Attachment. See, attachment. So if you have a car, very beautiful car, attached to them, then you need to think, like a rotten car, you know. You know, people don't want a, you know, rusty rusty car. It's just like that, you know. My is the new ones, but one day like this, you have a car, you know. Your car is rusty. You're now shining and everything is good, but one day that sky would be this rusty, throw up people, like, you know, nobody wants us. Nobody wants us. This kind of thing. These are look like simple but very important things. Very important things. Okay, now I think so. Do meditation, okay? Okay, now what is it? I think we have talked about the painting, is it? Tanka painting?
Mm-hmm. Do you want to pass that to the next part?
Yeah.
This we're on page 92 in the Brown Book, and it's about three quarters of the way down. This concludes the four greatnesses. The Lam Rim has in addition.
Poor greatness means, you remember? Poor man, subject, beginning, you know?
Yeah.
Four. They're four, what do you call?
Headings.
Heading, yeah, four headings, yes. So, this is fourth, you know?
Yes, we finished the fourth.
Yeah, finished fourth, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Then this is what say?
This concludes the four greatnesses.
Mm-hmm.
The Lam Rim has, in addition to these four, three further features. One, the Lam Rim is complete because it contains all,
oh, I say, yes.
Uh-huh. All the subject matter of Sutra and Tantra.
Uh-huh.
Two, it is...
Wait a minute, not Nevin. There are three greatest. Lam Rim has three great reason or qualities, great qualities, I think three great. Number one is, now from the beginning.
The Lam Rim is complete because it contains all the subject matter of Sutra and Tantra.
Okay, that's number one. One great quality of the Lam Rim has that one. Whatever Buddha giving teachings, you know, Sutra and Tantra, two levels, Sutra and Tantra. Whatever, all those doctrines of Sutra and Tantra, those meanings are everything is together in this Lam Rim. Says it, would you like to say?
Mm-hmm.
What does it say?
The Lam Rim is complete because it contains all the subject matter of Sutra and Tantra.
Contents means in there, everything, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Lam Rim is the container. Container, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Container for the word.
The
meaning of the Sutra and the Tantras.
Mm-hmm.
You see, that's it. We are, universe is a container. In the people and all those, what do you call it? People and everything is like things are.
Contents,
yes, that's right. See, that's right, yes. See, you understand?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's good. The Lam Rim is the container. What is the, what do you keep in there? All Buddha's teaching, you know, Sutra and the Tantra meanings, all those are together in here. See, that's it. Okay, good. Slowly, then I need to be understood. Then that's good. That means Lam Rim is a great doctrine of the Buddha's. Yes. Then?
Second, it is easy to put into practice because it emphasizes the steps in taming the mind.
Okay, that's it. Number two. Number two is the Lam Rim is, if you study, you know, study Lam Rim, and when we know the Lam Rim, then all those other things are put together. Put together, we need to, you know, like together in the Lam Rim. Just like a great supermarket, you know. So put things are not mixed, you know. Tea and coffee, one place, sugar, or I don't know, this means different kind of, you know, those are with the levels, you know. easy to take. Just like that, in the lumber, in this, everything is whatever we need for the become a being with all those substance of the knowledge, so everything is in together in the lumber. Then, easy to get. Say that. See?
It is easy to put into practice.
Yeah, that's easy to put into practice.
Because it emphasizes the steps to tame your mind.
That's good. Yeah, that's the reason. Why is it to put together? Because they emphasize what say.
Because the steps to tame.
Oh yeah. Okay, that's good. Okay, then.
Third, it is superior to other traditions because it contains instructions from two gurus who were schooled in the tradition of the two forerunners.
That's third reason, is it? Mm-hmm. Third quality, I have no reason. The third quality is, mm-hmm. What is it?
It is superior to other traditions because it contains instructions from the two gurus who were schooled in the traditions of the two forerunners.
Two gurus, did you say that in them?
It follows
has
on two pages further.
Yeah.
The Vijayakokila and Suvarna Deepa.
Yeah, Ripi Kuju, then that's it.
And the two forerunners, Nargarjuna and Asanga.
Yeah, that's right. Then, so then what is that?
Then it's the next heading is the Lam Rim is complete because it contains all the subject matter of sutra and tantra.
Oh yeah.
And it goes into
that goes in that one, the first one. Eh?
While it is impossible for the Lam Rim to include all the actual words of the scriptures and commentaries, it does contain and teach all their key meanings.
Uh-huh.
Even the smallest Lam Rim text does this.
So then the Lama Tsongkhapa's quotation is not there? Should it be there?
It is come soon.
Okay, then?
Even the smallest Lam Rim text has the key meanings. The uh-huh. whole meaning of these scriptures and commentaries comes under the three scopes of the Lam Rim.
Oh yeah. Oh, those anyways is three scopes. Do you understand scope, three scopes?
The Lam Rim includes and teaches the subject matter of the whole body.
Three scopes means, I think, the first of all, the, you know, meaning of three scopes. First one, 18 quality legal life, and also then, like, also permanent, and also those things, you know. First scope. Second scope is about karma. Explain the here, karma. Third one was Mahayana path. Mm-hmm. So those three scopes. Then?
It teaches the subject matter of the whole body of scriptures and commentaries.
Mm-hmm.
Great Tsongkhapa said the following in a letter to Lama Umapa. The instructions from De Pimkara Sri Jhana, the stages of the path to enlightenment, seems to incorporate within its teaching all instructions concerning the scriptures and their commentary.
Lama Tsongkhapa say, mm-hmm. Lama Tsongkhapa has been to Lama Umapa.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
This instruction from Dai Pimkara Sri Jhana, the stages of the path to enlightenment, seems to incorporate within its teaching all instructions concerning the scriptures and their commentaries.
Yeah, the Pankara Hinjana means is Atisha. Atisha's name is the Pankara Hinjana. So in there, the Pankara Hinjana mm-hmm. means Atisha's name. Sanskrit is name. Yes, there.
If one knows how to teach or study it.
As anyway, that's the seventh. Because the Lambrin is the like a container for all the teachings, because then Lama Tsongkhapa's the experience Lam Rim say that the this Lam Rim is the like a ocean all those thousands of rivers from the world, thousands of rivers go into this ocean, yes. So just like that, or any other kind of teachings are to connection or together with the Lamrim. That's what I said. Then,
if one knows how to teach or study it, it not only seems to be a potpourri of instructions for one's practice, but also a synthesis of all scripture.
Mm.
Thus, I do not teach a long list of different types of discourses. That's from Tsongkhapa.
Oh yeah. So that's because if the Lamrim study Lamrim, that's the aim there, everything is so, no?
Mm-hmm.
So everything is, or those said before, Sutra and the Tantra, of the Buddha's teachings or meanings are in this Lamrim together. Mm-hmm. We need to know this. Some people think Lamrim study is the very low, they think, or beginners. No. Really, it is those who say that or who think about this ways, they don't know the real. Lamrim is the great, great, you know, study. Without this, cannot be. Without, you know, study is, and what we need, everything, from beginning into to the Buddhahood, how to go, everything is explanation in the Lamrim. So, that means then, I think, is people think, oh, this is maybe beginners. Lamrim, is it? Oh, I might need to get the initiations, and like a little bit, you know, high. Without those Lamrim practicing or meaning, cannot do that. Then?
The teachings of the other schools have the various lists of teachings, the four great teachings.
Oh, Lama Tsongkhapa says, I teaching this way, that's what given there. I teaching for which all those Buddha Sutra and Tantra Sutra, Sutra and Tantra's meaning are together in the Lamrim by Atisha, to made together. So I teaching for that. So any other there are no extension or whatever I don't do. So because in there everything's in there already. See, that's what I'm saying. Then,
the teaching of the other schools have various lists of teachings. The four great teachings on the preliminary practices, such as taking refuge and the like. Teachings on the main practices, etc., etc.
Taking refuge in Lamrim beginning already. So that's them. Then,
even so, the original Kandapas and we Neo-Kandapas traditionally dispense with such long lists and teach everything according to the Lamrim.
Yeah.
The lamp on the path teaches the synthesis of the entire subject matter.
Lamp of path means, do you remember? Atisha's Lamrim. Atisha's Lamrim. You know, few pages, four pages. But in there is a tremendous, you know, Lamrim commentary of that Lama Tsongkhapa did, like 400 pages, Tibetan ways. Western ways, each side, one page, from here, two pages. So, 700 pages, yes. Uh-huh.
The lamp on the path teaches the synthesis of the entire subject matter of the scriptures within the space of three folios.
Mm-hmm.
All the other Lamrim texts similarly compress all this material because they take the lamp on the path as their root text.
Yeah, that's true. Or any kind of Lamrim commentaries, teachings are, they came from the root of the Atisha's Lamrim. Atisha's Lamrim is the commentary of the Buddha's Sutra and the Tantra both in there, you see? So that's in there.
Thus, great Tsongkhapa said, It condenses the essence of all Scripture. By teaching and studying this system even a short while, one gains the benefit of discussing and studying all the Holy Dharma.
Mm-hmm. What say this? What I understand this through this? Easy. What say?
It says that by studying it even a short while.
Short while means what?
For a short period.
Uh-huh. Then?
You gain the benefit of discussing and studying all the Holy Dharma.
Mm-hmm.
All contemplate its meaning, for it that is certain to be powerful.
Mm-hmm. So that means, I think, beginning at equality, legal life, this is also one period, you know, teachings. Through that, if we study this one, this is the foundation for the, you know, like any other teachings also. So need we think about this, okay? Then?
In other words, the study, contemplation, teaching, and receiving of a teaching on the Lam Rim are study, contemplation, and learning about the full meaning of the Scriptures and their commentaries.
Mm-hmm.
When you perform even a single sequence of retrospection meditation on the Lam Rim, this meditative practice encompasses the meaning of the Scriptures and commentaries.
Now, what do you think about this one? What say?
Mm-hmm. When you reflect on the Lam Rim and meditate, that everything...
Reflect means, we call shargam, I think shargam is... It's a very quick, you know, what do you call this one? Quick thing about it, you know. Just like a television sometimes, you know, just shows very quick, you know.
Review,
yeah.
Quick review.
Yeah, then?
This practice encompasses the meaning of the Scriptures and commentaries. That great Kadampa figure...
Did they say the reflection? Reflection?
It says retrospection.
Huh?
Retrospection.
Oh, okay.
Is it an analytical meditation?
Huh?
Is it an analytical meditation?
I'm not sure this one.
I think it meant, like you say, to review it quickly, kind of through a meditative
process.
Yeah,
we call it shargam, yes. That's great. Means, yes, you know, like go by... Quick, you know, like a beginning, first of all, you know, at the college, legal life, then next one. But this is like the headings, you know,
mm-hmm.
Go through the
review.
Yes, that's right. Even that's one very meaningful, you see.
Mm-hmm.
Then?
The great Kadampa figure Geshe Tolongpa said, "When I teach you the stages of the path to enlightenment, you gain a conceptual understanding of all the world's books and volumes. All these books feel that gray-haired old monk has plucked out our hearts and shudder at the thought."
You understand? Yeah, what is it?
When you study the stages of the path,
mm-hmm.
that you have the understanding of all the books. And all the volumes.
Yeah, it's short. If you study Lam Rim, mm-hmm. it's don't need to hard to more volumes you don't need to see.
Mm-hmm.
Through the Lam Rim, it's short period. If you study, learn, meditate, just like all those Largely to know or to emphasize, mm-hmm. similar to
the logical and
I'm not sure there's a yeah,
Nagarjuna's the thoughts on it. I think you
no, wait a minute. I can't see. You have Tibetan there,
yeah.
Can you sing? May I say? I think it's in the lanterns, all those meanings of the doctrines of other Buddha's sutra and the tantra and the commentary of all those are put together in here. Also, in other ways, the lantern is the key. You understand? Key. Did you see that? Maybe this is not there.
Oh, it does say it in the following paragraph. It is the key.
Wait a minute. Sanju Lamjaram, but they have it, Tuna. Oh, yeah. Kata Begeshe. Shagun says, before this, Shagun is a reflection meditation. That's good. That's indeed one. That's GP. The Nyasa Lama draws, it means quick if you draw, but like a symbolize of the, to do the practice whole thing, you know? So that's what I say. Kata Begeshe, Dulungpa Chambas. He says, when I giving teaching of the Lamrim, when I gave teaching of the Lamrim, this older monks take the heart of all those teachings, you know. So that's what I say. They are afraid or whatever, shaking.
Yeah, they shudder.
Huh?
It says they shudder.
Oh, they're shaking. That's because it's tremendous, really powerful, they say. When he says, I'm not giving teaching of the Lamrim, all those others, you know, like other scholars and other things, you know, like maybe like a white protectors. Oh, that's old man's taking the old heart of the old teaching of the Buddha's, heart of the Buddha's teachings, take away. That's kind of nyamnis. Think about this and they are shaking, what is this?
They shudder at the thought.
See, that's it. Tell not the three intents, and then the king, you know. In the world, what kind of the teaching of the Buddhas has all those. Teachings are, those are together in the Lamrim. So that's what I said. Thank you. Thank you. We stop there tonight, okay? Yeah, thank you. Old man shaking like this, what do I say, teacher?
Gray haired old monk.
Yeah. His teacher was Kadampi teacher, Tulungpa. He's very great Tulungpa. He says, when I gave him teaching of the Lamrim, then who's shaking?
But it means what Geshe-la said, that all those masters or scholars who wrote all those other books.
Listen, this book is not shaking. No. Those, you know. friend. That's our land, everything. Like, you know, if you have, like England, Queen's head has a tremendous diamond, big diamond.
Crown.
Yeah, crown. Somebody took that way, the England people say, oh,
our crown jewels are gone.
Yeah, are just gone for the country. Just like this kind of. This means this is because it's very important and very powerful, the meaning of the lumbering. So that's one shows like this. Okay, tonight we stop there. Anyways, now I talk about a little bit meditation. So they think about this, and.
But then Sue got it. If it's not the books, then who?
Book the money.
Who's a friend?
Who's friend? Or those like a person who are like a protector of the book, you know, like a guardians. If precious jewels taken, then the guardian is very shaking, you know. Patient, that's how it is. If you have a jewelry shop in the shop, you know, what do you call jewelry shop? Uh-huh. Somebody take all the things, then who's shaking the mind?
The shopkeeper.
See? The shop is not shaking.
No.
Then book the shop, it looks like shopkeeper.
The book is shaking.
Book is, I don't know. The book is not shaking. I don't know. Bookkeeper shop is shaking. It's protector of the books, you know. They think, oh, this painting, that's old man is taking everything. Every day, jewel is taken out. Then.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that's better. Okay, now we do dedication. So, we are together tonight as, you know, teaching of the Dharma. We are together. We made a positive action by this power. Vidya Dharma, a long time staying with the beings, the person who holder of the Dharma also, like His Holiness Dalai Lama and any other great masters to have a long life. Student, I mean, we are like practitioners to have the good result of the practice, means accomplishment of practice of the lamrim without obstacles. And also then, all this in this country and in the country, there will not happen bad things. Good fortunes are coming in this world and in this country. And also then, we wishing for all sentient beings free from the delusions and illusions and the become a being Buddha by which we did action of Dharma, we are together.
Sanjo,
Sri Ram, I think say book means look like checking the book is I think means
the writer of the book I think
no the, this like you know
maybe
this means actually this quite difficult ways. Like if you say jewelry shop, then very expensive, like diamond or this here. Thieves take the whole thing, take away. Then no shopkeepers, no shakings, but the shopkeepers, you know, shaking. Just like the books are like shopkeeper. Because meanings are in the book. You understand? Those lumbering meanings and all those Buddhas, sutras, tantras, meanings are together with the book. The book is like a jewelry shop. it is, really. That's the way it is, oh, yeah. That's okay. That's very nice. Okay, thank you. I hope you are okay, not raining.
Thank you.